Not only is ADS-B happening, but the FAA's rollout is ahead of schedule. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to this Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. The last 12 months of aerospace news headlines have occasionally mentioned next-gen ATC. And if all you heard was the headlines, especially the ones generated by auditors and the U.S. Government Accountability Office, you might have come away with a general impression that everything about it was hopelessly mired and over budget. You might also have missed some updates since the FAA's plan was to require ADS-B out functionality without supporting ADS-B in, meaning GA operators would have been required to invest heavily in equipment with none of the free weather and other incoming benefits originally used to sell the idea. ANN's Jim Campbell recently got to sit down with Tim Taylor, president and CEO of Free Flight Systems of Waco, Texas. The company specializes in the design, development, and production of GPS navigation management systems, GPS WAS sensors, and radar altimeters, and now ADS-B solutions, which are getting more cost-effective as time goes by. Would it surprise you to know that the rollout of ADS-B infrastructure by the FAA is ahead of schedule, or that we're on track to have half the fleet equipped in the next 4 years?
For you this year, there's been an acceptance as well as a unique interest in what ADS-B is really going to mean to GA, which means you've been answering an awful lot of questions. If you can, give me a sample of what people think they don't know about ADS-B and how are you educating them?
Okay. I think the most important thing that people are not realizing until they come and talk to us is that ADS-B for general aviation aircraft, it's affordable now. We have systems that we're advertising here in the $5,000 range, and that seems to be something that people want. And people did not realize that the FAA was going to come through and provide the services that they have been saying they will. What we're seeing is that the FAA has actually provided those services now. We can show people that's happening. Free weather, free traffic, no subscription fees, high-quality government-sponsored data, and people are starting to realize that ADS-B is going to be great for them. It enhances the safety of their airplanes, it's not too expensive, and it's something people really are starting to want.
Is there an anticipation now? Are people really not only ready to accept what it is, but are they informed enough to understand the power of what's coming their way?
That's a good question. I think people are becoming more informed. There's many more resources out there than there were a year ago. We have some on our website. There are others now that are being published. The FAA has done a really good job, I think, in getting the information out. So people are coming to see us now, and instead of asking what is it or really not knowing what it is, they're asking when, how much, and how do I put it in my airplane?
You mentioned that the cost of acquisition, we're getting into a realistic realm now. What's it going to take for the average GA traveling airplane to get conversant with ADS-B and take full advantage of what this means to them?
I think as people start to equip, it's like everything else in this industry, there's a lot of word of mouth. As people start to equip and start to see the benefits, I think you're going to see it spread like wildfire. The FAA's official forecast is that 50% of the fleet will equip by the end of 2014. That may or may not happen, but the evidence we're seeing at this show, at Oshkosh, and before that at the Alaska Airmen Show, is that people are ready to buy, and they're ready to buy now. And once it starts, it's going to keep rolling.
Among the questions that have been asked, where is the greatest concern? What are people most worried about as regards to what ADS-B is going to mean and, in fact, what it's going to take for them to be legal in the future?
But they're worried about the cost again. This is, it has to be affordable, and I think we've got to that point now. There's some concern that because it's a 10-year adoption period, that the rules will change somehow between now and then. I don't see it happening. The FAA published a roadmap. We started following it 3 years ago. They've been following it very consistently. I think what they're doing is good. They're allowing some flexibility. They're giving you time to take the benefit of the system. I think by the time the mandate rolls around, almost everybody will be fully equipped and will have been equipped for the reasons of the benefits and not for reasons of the mandate. In fact, we do surveys of pilots, and in that survey, one of the questions we ask is, why are you going to buy ADS-B? And only 1% of respondents said, because I have to. For everybody else, it was mostly traffic, followed very soon thereafter by weather. In other words, the safety benefits of this system, the accessibility of it, it's government guaranteed, no subscriptions, no fees. It's hugely attractive to people.
Among the questions you answered, if you were able to identify where the greatest confusion exists beyond that, I mean, what is the one question that hasn't been asked that you really think needs to be answered for this community to fully embrace the potential of ADS-B?
Again, a good question. I think the number one answer is, when will my area have ADS-B coverage? And that one comes up a lot. We can't really answer that. The generic answer is that by the end of next year, by the end of 2011, almost all of the current radar coverage will be ADS-B coverage. But we're encouraging people to talk to the FAA and find out for sure when the service is going to be available in their area. The rollout is happening about a year ahead of schedule. They established a schedule, they established technologies, they established a communications plan, and we've been following it, and it's been crystal clear. We have been unconfused as we followed them through this path. I think people underestimate what a good resource the FAA is to understand how this program works.
We'll be back for a final question from ANN's Jim Campbell for Free Flight's Tim Taylor in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Piperjet.
Piper Match.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Welcome back to the ANN special feature. Jim Campbell has a final question about ADS-B for Free Flight's Tim Taylor.
Now, if I can, to flesh out the background of these questions, you folks have an extraordinary investment in this technology. I mean, you've been a leader in this aspect of the technology. You've put an awful lot of time, energy, and research. You're a major player in this game. How does Free Flight figure into all this?
It looks to us that we'll be first to market with a certified, affordable 978 megahertz UAT ADS-B solution. We already have certified WASP GPS, which is another key technology that's required. And we are seeing from our customers and from our competitors that we're going to enjoy a significant lead, I think, in this marketplace. I've been personally pursuing it since 2006.
Tim Taylor is the president and CEO of Free Flight Systems. Find out more about the company at freeflightsystems.com. Jim Campbell is the founder, CEO, and editor-in-chief of ANN. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. That's A-E-R-O. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.